All right, I'm talking now to developer and president of Corellia Software, who develops Sandvox web design software, Dan Wood. Dan, welcome to the Easy Mac podcast.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I love what you've done with the place.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. We've revamped a little. But so have you, and that's what we want to talk about today. Let's talk about the software first, Sandvox. It's a web design app. Let's talk about what you might have done with it lately. And also, I want to talk a little bit about how it might compare to iWeb and other third-party apps and why we want to use Sandvox.
Sure. Okay. We started building Sandvox. Wow. I think it's actually been released about 4 years ago. So we started building it about 6 years ago. It's been around for a while.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that was right around the time when we were just about ready to release. That's when Apple introduced iWeb. So we had to do a little scrambling and backpedaling. But anyhow, went ahead and released it and made sure to distinguish it from iWeb. And we'll talk about that more, as you mentioned. And anyhow, the idea is to make an application for the Mac that makes it really easy to build a website. There are a lot of different ways you can build a website, either, you know, all the way from something simple, kind of drag and drop, desktop based, like this, all the way down to absolutely bare bones, no pun intended, kind of editing the HTML itself with something like BBEdit or Coda or some, you know, just any text editor.
Right. Yeah.
So what we wanted to do was to create something that was as much like an iWork or an iApp kind of a program as possible, so that just someone with just basic skills on the Mac can assemble a website the same way they might do word processing and drag in images and that kind of thing. So it's very Mac-like experience. And I think we've succeeded pretty well in that.
I think you have. I put together a page, and it was really quick, easy, and I really like the interface. It's really clean, and everything's kind of like right there for you to, you know, grab or change or do whatever you have to do. And I did a page that we'll definitely put up just to show, you know, how quick and easy it was. And that's what the text that I had put in was just kind of as I was going along and doing a few things. And unfortunately, I didn't have the time to get into setting up the server and all that stuff. So I just used a quick FTP and threw it up on the Easy Mac server. Mm-hmm. But we'll definitely put up the page. It was really cool.
Well, that's fun. Yeah, we try to make it so there's just a big variety of different designs so that someone can either, you know, have a website for their business or maybe showing off the new pictures of their baby or their dog or something like that, you know, either personal or a lot of clubs and churches and organizations like that seem to be using Sandvox. And, you know, just by having a big variety of what we call designs, some people might call them templates or themes, but, you know, so that you can basically create a website, not really have to worry about any layout aspect or any compatibility aspect. I mean, we do all the worrying for you on that.
Yeah, very good. Okay. And also something that's brand new, the DVD training for Sandvox. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, we had done a few screencasts last summer or so, and people really seemed to like them. And somewhere along the line, I got the idea of, you know, why not take this a little bit further for those people who had asked for a little bit more of a tutorial kind of a way of approaching the program. Collect that and make it really a course that kind of takes you from start to finish of really, really covering a lot of the aspects of the program. So, you know, even though we have lots of users who've probably never even cracked open the help pages and are able to get around pretty intuitively, I know there are some people who really like to kind of have their hand held. And so that was the idea with this. And so we wound up finding someone who's really good at creating these kinds of screencasts, and we wound up being 19 chapters. And we decided to make it as available as either a DVD or as online. And so, of course, the DVD, you can put all kinds of, you know, extra large size movies that probably don't make sense to put, you know, streaming over the web.
Right.
And a few other bonus materials and so on. And so we officially released that just earlier this week, and they've been selling really well. I'm pretty much everyone's who's gotten it has enjoyed it that I've heard from.
Yeah, it seems like a great full-featured training, and really appreciate you letting the Easy Mac guys, myself and Mike, have a preview look at these tutorials. And they're really done well. They're very informative. There's lots of tutorials there, and I found that they were recorded very, very well.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad it worked out.
If you want to give out some information on where people should visit the Corellia website and anything else you want to say, contact information and that kind of stuff, maybe you can give us that for our listeners.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. You can either go to Corellia.com, and I'll spell that. It's Karelia.com. Or if you don't remember that and you remember the name Sandvox, which is S-A-N-D-V-O-X, you can go to sandvox.com. It's good to have domain names, you know, as many domain names as you can. That will take you to information about the training. And there is actually a link. You can either go to sandvox.com/training. That will take you directly to the information about the training package. Or you can just follow the links. It's the web.
That's right. Okay, great. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. It's going to be great having this on the show, and definitely our listeners will hopefully take a look at my little webpage I made, but definitely go to Corellia.com and take a look at Sandvox and the training DVDs.
Yeah, and actually, now just I thought of this right now. I'll set this up. I can set up a coupon code if you want for your listeners.
That'd be cool.
Or do something like that. Let's make the coupon code, let's call it Easy Mac. That seems like a good, easy to remember coupon code, and good until what would be a good time? Maybe middle of June, June 15th, or something like that. Does that sound like a good time?
That's great.
Okay, so that's let's awesome. Do that. And I think what 25%? How about that? 25% discount. This is all just I'm thinking of this. I'm going to write a note to myself so I don't forget to do this.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate that. So, Easy Mac listeners, coupon code at Corellia.com for Sandvox. Coupon code Easy Mac, EZZ for the Americans. MAC, and that's good until June 15th. And
that's a boot
right from the president. We appreciate that, Dan, and it was great talking to you. We thank you very much, and keep us updated on any new developments or updates or anything like that, and we'll gladly get stuff on the show for you.
Great, thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.